Proclamation number 3247 of 7th of September, 1944. Revelations of God. Understanding. Condition. What is hidden from the world is revealed by the Spirit of God to those who have detached themselves from the world and desire to hear God's voice. And His revelation is truly of inestimable value, for it is profoundest wisdom which the Spirit of God conveys to them, and this wisdom paves the soul's path to eternal life. And as soon as the Spirit of God can become effective in the human being, he is in constant contact with God, the highest spirit of heaven and earth, and consequently he must now also increase in knowledge and light, because God, as the eternal wisdom and the original light, constantly emanates wisdom and light. And his revelations are inexhaustible, and the human being can always draw from the source of wisdom and enrich his knowledge because God does not set him any limits. But if a fellow human being wants to understand these revelations, if they are conveyed to him by a person enlightened by God's Spirit, he must first absolutely have the will to penetrate the pure truth and make himself worthy of it through a life of love. Only then will the imparted spiritual knowledge become comprehensible to him, otherwise it will either pass unimpressively by his ear or remain misunderstood or be completely misinterpreted. For God certainly gives his revelations to the recipient in an understandable way, yet this understanding is due to the working of the Spirit in the human being. And where this cannot become effective, the human being lacks understanding as soon as he does not fulfill the condition first. For this reason, no person who is not called to do so should ever try to interpret divine revelations as long as he is not in contact with the spiritual kingdom and its messengers. These can certainly influence his thinking and try to guide it correctly. Yet a certain training on the part of the spiritual beings is necessary in order to grasp spiritual truths, which requires the human being's will, who then submits to the conditions imposed on him. For as soon as he is instructed by the divine spirit, he will become light and bright, and every gift will supplement his knowledge and increase his spiritual wealth. For it is only purely spiritual truths. It is knowledge which is meaningless for the earthly world because it does not earn the human being any earthly, material goods, because it only concerns the spiritual kingdom and simply appears unacceptable to worldly people. Yet it makes everyone happy who strives spiritually, who despises the world and makes an effort to live a life of love. For he knows the value of spiritual goods and may never ever give them away for the highest goods of the world. But it is an unspoken rejection when a spiritual gift is accepted apathetically, when the intellect does not become active, thus the human being does not take a mental position on it and the gift does not touch the will at all and stimulate it to activity. But then he will never have knowledge in the spiritual field either, for he can never gain it through the world. And his own intellectual thinking is not enough to penetrate the depths of divine wisdom. There is only one possibility. Through the working of the Spirit in the human being. To be guided into truth, into spiritual knowledge. If this possibility is not used, then the human being will remain ignorant and lightless, even if he has great earthly knowledge at his disposal. But the Spirit works from within, for even what is conveyed to the human being from outside has to be made comprehensible to him from within, so that truth can never be transferred to the human being in a scholastic way, but the working of the Spirit is also an essential part of this scholastic knowledge if it is to be recognized by the human being as truth. The right source of spiritual knowledge always remains the Word of God, Yet this also has to be explained by the Spirit of God, otherwise it can be misunderstood and thus also passed on incorrectly. But if an explanation meets with any resistance on the part of the pupil, then the meaning will also remain dark to him, for he will close himself off to the ray of light which wants to shine through him. Thus every erroneous teaching that has taken root in a person is caused by his own will insofar as he has thoughtlessly accepted a teaching imparted to him from outside and now holds on to it as truth. In this way he makes himself incapable of the working of the Spirit, because he does not pay attention to its voice, since he believes himself to be standing in the truth. But the human being must always listen to the inner voice if he wants to be taught by the Spirit of God. But then knowledge will be made accessible to him which will fully compensate him for the effort of listening inwardly. For the truth from God is a most delicious commodity which can now never be taken away from him but which constantly increases the more the human being gives of it and the easier it is for him to detach himself from what was previously offered to him as truth. For God demands unconditional acceptance of his teachings, and any resistance reduces the possibility of penetrating divine truth. Amen.